come and help light the candle and incense. Both also 小, 小姐两个小姐出来。
不可以叫小姐啦，要叫小妹啦。
是啊。Hey, in the early day, people call you 小姐, you feel really good, huh?
Not in China.
Not in China. 沙丢，沙丢，沙丢，沙丢，沙丢，沙丢，沙丢，沙丢。丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢沙丢 do okay, you can visit her. Thank you. Let us compose our mind, yeah? Develop the Sada Virya. Then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can be seated, then turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We shall recite the Vandana. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi Pānāti pātā viramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi ādīna dānā ramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi kāmesu micchācārā viramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi Musāvādā viramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi Surāmeraya majjhapamādathāna viramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi Now we will chant the Padipa Puja offering of like Ganna sarappa dithena dipena tamadaṃ sena tiloka dipaṃ sambuddhaṃ pujayāmi tamonudaṃ ganda sambara yuttena dupena haṃ sukhaṃ hina Pujaye pujaniyaṃ taṃ puja bhajanamuttamaṃ dagunopetaṃ etaṃ kasuma santatin pujayāmi monindāsa siripāda sarorohe Pujemi Buddhaṃ kusumena nena punnena mattena ca hotu mokhaṃ puppaṃ malayati vatta idaṃ me kāyo tathā yati vināsa bhāvaṃ ādivāsetu no bhante Pāniyaṃ parikāpitaṃ ānukampaṃ upādāye ātikaṃ hātu mūtamaṃ ādivāsetu no bhante pāle parikāpitaṃ ānukampaṃ upādāya pātikaṃ hātu mūtamaṃ ādivāsetu no bhante bhojanaṃ parikāpitaṃ ānukampaṃ upādāya pātikaṃ hātu mūtamaṃ Now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this offering. Offering of like. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind. To dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma. That cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. offerings of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculty of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become powers or balas. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the conditions and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect. Triple gem. Badang pachemi. Damang pachemi. Sanghang pachemi. Okay. You can just relax yourself, body and mind, and maintain some form of attentiveness. Then we can develop the meditation. We will off the light. Then you can start your meditation. We can have half an hour. Okay, good. Today we are early. So as usual, if you already know how to meditate, you just proceed. Just relax, silence your mind. Then you can stay at whatever object of meditation that you are familiar with. Or if you don't have, you just stay at the heart area, silent everything. When your spiritual faculties are there, you can have the meditative state straight away. Even if it's not stable, your fine spiritual faculty, you just silent, relax, and allow the mind to be. If it continue to arise and give rise to thought, just let it be. It will stabilize by itself. Through your ability to understand, you just relax, silent, and let things be. Then you stay at whatever object of meditation that you are familiar with. If you are doing the Anapanasati, you just go to your breathing. The silent mind will detect the breathing. And because you have trained, Anapanasati will come in very fast. Then for those who already stabilize it, Anapanasati will reach a point where the breathing becomes very subtle, very still, like no more breathing. You have the ability, you just relax, silent, aware. Then that silent mind will come back very fast. Then whatever movement of thought process, activity of mind, sankara, it will just slow down and stabilize. Then you will reach a point where all of a sudden, like no thought, the mind is just aware, that's it. And also that mind has got no movement because it's already stable. Then you continue to relax and just silence. Any movement, any activity upon contact, just aware. Yeah. Then stabilize the silence. Don't try to do anything, just relax silent and just aware. Maintain the stability of awareness until this sati becomes very stable. Then use it to meditate. For those who still need to train your mind, maybe you will continue to do it based on what we have taught you. You have been following. You have got the book. You should read it up, then you understand. The training of the mind is required when the spiritual faculties are still not developed or not stable. Then throughout the day, you don't have the daily mindfulness. And because of that, the mental hindrance take over, become very powerful. So when there is mental hindrance, you cannot develop the meditation. And if you still want to meditate, what you have to do is, you have to use some skillful means, which I have taught you all, like the mind sweeping method, followed by loving kindness or metta, to train the mind to be aware, to develop sati, then stabilize it using anapanasati. The mind sweeping method can bring about peacefulness of mind, calmness of mind. When it arises, you feel very peaceful. Then you can experience many things, like piti, sukha, leading to paccati, tranquility of mind. Initially, when piti arises, the mind becomes more calm. You start to experience the spiritual blissfulness or rapture, they call it, spiritual calmness. Then when it arises, you just relax into it, every mind state that arises. Then just continue to be mindful until the anapanasati become very, very stable. That's how the meditation can be developed. Through mind sweeping method, you develop the initial calmness. Then through your anapanasati, you stabilize it. When it stabilizes, the mind becomes very quiet. The anapanasati also slow down until like there is no more breathing. And this is the training that you need to develop. So when the mind is completely in silent, aware state without any movement, that is the beginning of real meditation. This is your silent mind, the meditative mind, the true mind. So this initial training of the mind to be aware will bring about calmness. Then after that, you combine with loving kindness or metta, you will develop inner well-being too. So inner peace leading to inner well-being. Then the stability of the inner peace is very important. That's why you train your mind until it becomes very, very tranquil, very still. Now that is the meditative mind. Then from there, use it to meditate. You will come to realize and experience all of the essential Dhamma that the Buddha talked about within his teaching. You will witness the dependent origination link, how you function as a human being, how upon contact, activity of mind arise, then how when there is lack of wisdom, ignorant or avijja, conditioned mental thinking or mental activity, then when mental activity or thinking arise, it make contact in the mind, because mind is also an organ. Every moment of contact within mind will give rise to thought consciousness. That's how the third link come about. Avijja paccaya sankhara, then sankhara condition, vijnanang. Vijnanang is the mental consciousness that arises upon contact of mind. Then when the mental consciousness arises, initially it's just the pure consciousness. Before you input the content, But due to your delusion, self-delusion, especially ignorant, you attach and cling and grasp. That's how you input the content to stir the mind. Then you lose your ability to meditate. So all this you will start to see them. Then you can also witness the five spiritual faculty arising, the seven factors of enlightenment. Then you can also witness the five mental hindrances if they are still there. Then you can also come to understand clearly how the mind arises and passes away, how you function as a human being, how your senses upon contact with mind give rise to respective consciousness. Then from there you will start to experience a lot of mental activity arising within your form and mind. Then when there is this light and this light, pleasant and unpleasant, you will start to understand how you react and stir your mind upon sense or consciousness arising. So all this can bring about an understanding if you are just mindful, aware, silent. And finally, you will come to realize the Four Noble Truths too. Because within the form and mind, there is a lot of suffering arising. So you will start to see the Noble Truth in its very beautifully arranged manner. The first Noble Truth will lead you to understand the reality of life and existence. Without the Dhamma, without the understanding and the wisdom, when you confront them, the realities, the eight realities, suffering will arise. And suffering can arise in many ways. Your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. Your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow and your lamentation. Your doubt. All this is part of suffering, misery. So this Noble Truth, they will stand out. Then you also experience, if you silence your mind and develop the understanding of why you react and stir your mind and create all this suffering. So you will come to a clear understanding that suffering arises because of self-delusion, the condition, the form and mind into grasping, clinging and holding. We are accumulating them in your memory. Then all this will condition your views, your opinion and all these things. Then from there, when you act, you are acting according to memory, which is the whole of the collection of your like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, all of your conditioning, your belief system. Then all this fear, worry, anxiety, phobia, scars of memory that you accumulated and held on to, they have power over you. So the second noble truth will be understood. The cause of arising of suffering is always due to your self-delusion, leading you to deludedly grasp, cling and hold onto your five aggregate of form and mind. That's how attachment comes to be. That's how accumulation via memory comes to be. If you don't attach, you don't cling, you don't give meaning, they will not enter your memory. You can see them as they are. Then when you can have the direct knowledge and vision of the reality where you can see things as they are, you are in the different mind state of equanimity. Equanimity means the duality ceases to have any power over you. Because of wisdom, you will start to understand And later on, you continue to meditate, you will awaken to the three characteristics of impermanent suffering state and empty nature or non-self nature within the three universal characteristics. And when you awaken to them, your wisdom will be very different. From then on, you will not be deluded or deceived by the phenomenal world. The characteristics of nature, of impermanent suffering state and non-self or empty nature, will become very clear to your form and mind. Then when delusion cease, craving, attachment cease, accumulation cease, then it will lead you to the third noble truth, which explains clearly how enlightenment in the here and the now is possible. The Buddha said, there's a third noble truth that explained to us clearly that suffering need not be. The mind, with the wisdom and the understanding and the awakening, can realize itself and cease. The cessation of suffering, which is the realization of enlightenment or nibbana, will be possible. So this will be understood too when you meditate accordingly, appropriately, correctly. Then after that, you will also come to understand that this path that leads to the end of all suffering is the Noble Eightfold Path. And that is the fourth noble truth. So all this will arise within your own form and mind too. Okay, I will let you develop the meditation. Then I will ring the bell after that 30 minutes interval. Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have not, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed. Then just relax body and mind, silent everything. Maintain attentiveness and use that trained mind to develop the daily mindfulness. Ever mindful to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. That's what heedfulness is all about. Okay, now we turn to page 6. We will do the invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Samanta Chakravalisu Atragacchantu Devata Saddhammam Munirajasa Sunantu Sakkamokkhadam Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayam Badanta
Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddha Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhasa Iti Peso Bhagava Arahang Samma Sambuddhasa Vijacarana sampanno sugato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanang buddho bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Panaiko Pachyatang Veditabo Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakkasangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Savakkasangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Savakkasangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Savakkasangho Yadidang Chattari Purisa Yukkani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savakkasangho Ahuniyo pahuniyo dakiniyo anjali karaniyo anuterang punya ketang lokasati sadu sadu sadu. Okay, let us pay respect to Buddha. Buddhang pujami. Dhammang pujami. Sanghang pujami. Okay, you can be seated. Just relax yourself. Eh? Then maintain some more form of attentiveness. Then we shall start our second session. Second session is just reporting of meditation. Eh? Then you can ask me whatever question that you have regards to either the meditation or the teaching, eh? And also how they apply what you have learned here. Okay, we open it up. You just have to raise your hand. Or if you have any written question, you can pass it forward. Yes, get on. Yeah, pass the mic to her. Yes. Yeah.
As I was meditating just now.
Yes.
I thought I feel pressure.
Oh.
Sure,
never mind, it's okay. You just describe exactly what happened.
I feel the pressure in my hands.
Yes.
It's a nice feeling that it goes with my breath.
Oh, very good.
Sometimes say qigong or not.
Don't worry. If it synchronizes your breath, then it's good. You got any question?
I'm getting a feel of it.
You feel relaxed?
Yes, I am.
Good. You feel relaxed and you are peaceful?
I am.
Very good. Sadhu. Means you have developed the training of the mind to be in sati correctly.
But of course, the mind is still running all over.
Don't worry about that. Because as long as there is some form of awareness or calmness, whatever thought process that arises, you just silently, you will be aware. All this movement. The initial phase of meditation is to have this awareness first. Then this awareness is aware of what is going on. That is the beginning. After that, it will start to understand many things. You don't have to think about it also. You're just silent and let it happen. Then after you come out of the meditation, you will understand a lot of things where you can recollect through your mindfulness what actually happened in the meditation. So mindfulness has the ability to recollect and understand what is going on. So during meditation, you don't interfere. You don't arise any thought. You don't even try to know. You just relax, silent. Then let the form of mind just be what it is. Then you will understand how it functions as a human being. How the senses has the ability to receive sense data, then the mind that is aware of that contact will trigger off what they call sense door consciousness. And during those moments when you are aware, you will see how you stir your mind, how the content of consciousness went in, then how your mind create the duality, the like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant, according to your views, opinion, and conditioning. Then you will come to have the understanding, why did you do that? How come you cannot cope with life? When you are in the meditative formal posture, you also experience all this. If during this moment you cannot cope, when you are out in daily life, in the midst of life, society, your senses, they are all fully engaged. How are you going to cope? Where in the formal meditation, most of your senses are not active. They are grounded. You don't have to see things. You don't have to worry about anything. You're just silent, aware. But when you are in the midst of life, you need to be attentive to many things that is in life. When you are moving around, you need to be aware of what is going on. You have to see the traffic. You have to see the things that are within your vicinity. And you have to make a lot of decisions for you to have the ability to move around, yeah, or do the thing that you intend to do. Then most of us, we have our duties, we have our responsibility, our career, and our daily things that we need to take care of. Just push it, push the button even off. Yeah. Slide it to the side. Slide it to the side. To the side. Just slide. It's just an on off. And on all things. Thank you. So because of that, in the midst of life, it's a lot more difficult to be aware because of the sense activity that are so active. Every moment, the sense door, they are fully engaged. And you have to multitask. As you see, as you hear, as you smell, taste, tactile, feel, or think, all these mental activities simultaneously, they will come. Then you also, as a human being, you have to make decisions. Especially in our modern day society, where life can be very hectic. There is a lot of things that you have to attend to, you have to pay attention to. Then when you become heedless, you get lost in thought. That's how accidents happen. While you drive your car, or while you are walking along the street, if you are daydreaming, you know how dangerous that is or not. Then, because you have problem, the moment you leave your house, even as you about to go into your car and all those things, how you start your engine also you don't know. Because you are thinking, planning, worrying about those things that you have not attend to. Then your thought process will drive you, like meeting, or I have to be there. Then what other thing I have to do? I haven't done this, I haven't done that. Then after that, I got to meet my friend, or I got another engagement, or I need to go to the bank, I need to sort this out. So if you are busy, preoccupied with all this activity that you intend to do and you have to do, then you are not aware. And when you are not aware, that is the most dangerous thing. You become heedless. That's how accident can happen. But when you have the awareness, the clarity and the understanding, you are very different. You don't allow all this to disturb you. You have clarity. Then that thing that come, you will know how to deal with it. Because you don't even have to suppress it or control it. You just know it's the thought, activity. And during the initial training, this thing keep on arising. And this is what attachment is all about. Because you want to attend to them. So you worry that you may forget, or you may not be able to attend to it, or you cannot make it to the meeting in time and all. So these are the hidden, subtle fear, worry, anxiety that goes into your mind state that you accumulate without you knowing it. That's why you can build up. And over time, it becomes stress. It makes you very stressful. You become very tired. Because throughout the day, you are running around doing all these things. Non-productive things. Because you didn't plan. You didn't have the understanding. you have the understanding, you don't have to worry about all these things. Means you already have the understanding, you already prepare for all this. Means everything is like a routine to you already. You are so familiar already. Even new meeting, nothing, because you already have the understanding, the training, whatever profession you may be. So while I am working, it's the same. Even when I attend a meeting, which can be very new, and with a lot of high-powered people that I haven't met before or what, there is no fear, there is no worry. And sometimes I look forward to such meeting because I get to learn a lot of things. Then I get to see for myself how these things are carried out in real life. Yeah. Then when you have this clarity and this understanding, you can engage yourself appropriately. Because without the clarity of mind, without the peacefulness, the calmness, and the confidence, you cannot cope with life. The thing that living beings hold on to, that haunt them, is the subtle fear and the hidden fear behind. And fear is the main culprit behind all attachment, clinging, grasping. Because of fear, you worry, you have anxiety, you become panicky. You have a lot of suffering, sorrow and lamentation. All this because of that hidden fear behind. So the human psyche or the human consciousness, when it don't have the wisdom, the understanding, it will have this mental negativity, which are the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Fear, worry, anxiety is delusion. Self-delusion, ignorance, not understanding the truth. Worry is a fear behind. Why must you arise the fear that condition your mind to be restless? Well, when you are fearful, it is due to your worry and anxiety. Without fear behind, worry and anxiety, sorrow and lamentation will not arise. So the main cause of all this mental hindrance is your fear. Fear of separation, fear of death, fear of disease, fear of losing your job, fear of losing your loved one. Fear of not able to do it properly. Fear of being punished, either by the law or by your superior and all those things. And there is a lot of broad spectrum of fear behind. Fear of the unknown. Fear of death. Fear of the people who have authority over you. Then fear of being with people whom you don't like, who can give you problems. And these various types of fear, they are the cause of the human suffering. So without delusion, there is no fear. Without ignorance, there is no fear. There is only fear when there is no understanding. When you understand, what is there to fear? Understanding will free you. That's why without understanding, you will suppress, you will control. And you will do all this to make your fear worsen. Because when you try to suppress your feeling, control your feeling, suppress your fear, it will intensify. That's why nowadays a lot of people develop depression. And this one accumulate through your wrong thought, through your hidden fear behind. As you have more and more of this subtle fear accumulated without you knowing actually, just like how I explained just now, because of the thing that you have to do. So there is this subtle fear behind the worry, the anxiety, and all this build up and accumulate until it become very, very intense. Then during that time, you will reach what they call the threshold of fear. You know what happened or not? When you reach the threshold of fear, you cannot take in anymore. That's how people get into depression. And when people is in depression, it can be really, really tormenting, miserable. I have met so many. Then recently there's another one. He said, for no reason, is it? I said, cannot be no reason. There is something that has been haunting you for quite a long time. That's why later on he went and see psychiatrist too. And the psychiatrist gave him so much medication. Earlier on, a few months back, he got this problem. Then he didn't know what was it. No. He said, the fear is so intense until it like panic attack, attack him. No. Actually, nobody attack him. No. It's that thought, that delusion, that condition, that fearful thought. And the fearful thought sees him, panic attack. Until he like lost himself. He couldn't do anything. He starts to have this intense fear. Then because of that, the chemical imbalance happened. And the fear intensified. Yeah. Because when you have fear, the body has a natural release of hormone. You understand? And this hormone will disrupt the chemical balance. Then when the chemical imbalance happens, your threshold for fear become worse, drop. That's why it become intensified. And when it intensifies, because your threshold has dropped, you already reach the limit of your threshold, then all of a sudden this panic attack comes, it drop below your threshold. Yeah. Last time I used to tell you, one of them was my uni mate. He said, while driving, this thing can attack him. Then he got to bring medication that the doctor and psychiatrist give him. And it's terrible. Then they all will be in a intense fear. They call it what? Fa tou is what in Mandarin. Shivering, trembling, panic. He's totally like no strength, nothing. And that fear is so intense, the emotion. He said, after that, cannot do anything, cannot sleep. And don't know what to do. So the first time it happened to him, that was many months back, he landed in the hospital. Then because he landed in the hospital, he don't have to deal with his career and all those things. No more work and all those things. He recovered. And he asked the doctor what happened. He said, we just give you some tablet to balance your chemical imbalance. Actually, he already in depression without knowing it. Then sometimes they give you this muscle relaxation and tranquilizer and let you rest and let you sleep so that you stabilize. Then your threshold again come back to you to the normal threshold. Then you still got room for that fear to build up again. So that's why after he came out, he recovered. Then, later on, the job condition got problem again. Then it attacked him again. Or this time was so intense. Went back to the same psychiatrist, the same doctor. The medication all cannot work really. We are like drug. When you become drug addict, you know what happened? You become dependent. Then this drug work this way. You need stronger dose to get the same result. That's why he said, all this cannot work. He came and see me. Then I explained a few things. So now he's recovering. I said, there are a lot of things that you need to understand. Then that time I tried to explain things. He said, he cannot read at all. He cannot do anything. He just want to recover from that state. I said, I understand. But all this is accumulated, I say. It's not overnight it come. Then I specifically zero in and ask him to tell me what are the problems you encounter in life recently. Oh, then he told me the truth. Well, he is also involved in engineering contracts and all those things. He said he got 3-4 projects that he is in charge with his own company together with the brother. He said went into problem. Then starts to create the stress again, which he didn't know. Then again they hit the threshold. But this time the threshold is more intense than last time. Then suddenly when this panic attack comes, this fear come back, that memory trigger off. Last time kena until went into hospital, so serious. So that create worse intensity of fear. Because he said he tried not to think, he cannot. Because I say, how can you do that? Because the memory will tell you. There is accumulation. You accumulated that fear, that phobia when you went through it for the first time. And this thing is still very vivid inside that. When no condition, it does not arise. Eckhart Tolle called it dormant. But when you go through it again, this memory trigger off, it intensifies. Then what happens is the chemical hormone release get intensified, then your threshold drop further. When your threshold drop, your accumulated fear, worry, anxiety, phobia, and all this is already at that level, which you already cannot cope, means beyond your threshold. But if your threshold drops some more, you become worse. That's why he cannot deal. Then I told him, you have to give up everything. Just take 2 months off. Forget about it. Let somebody else take over and deal with it. Then just relax, silent. Then I gave him some chanting tape. I said, now you don't do anything. You just listen to all this chanting. We are here mentally indicated. So, Tapito, Namo Kwan Sing, Phosa Amitabha, and all those things. Then the metta, loving kindness, metta. I said, you have to develop this positive energy, positive vibration, run it in your house. Then listen to this. Just silent and listen from your heart. Forget about all those problems. The thought arise, let it arise. Don't fight it. Don't be fearful of it. Just relax, silent. Then this will be a new conditioning. You let it chant until you silently feel. And like you learn how to sing song. You remember? During our younger days. For me, it's the Mandarin song. My neighbor every time on the tape. I don't have to look at the songbook. Through listening, the pronunciation also correct. No need to learn phonetic and all those things. Or Han Yi Ping Yin. No need. You, through hearing, you learn. So I say this chanting also same. Let it play until it take over. Then all your wrong thought, that condition, your fear, worry, anxiety, they will cease. They will cease. Then you will become more calm, more peaceful. Then you can slowly recover from there. Then I say, don't go back to your job immediately. Let it stabilize. Then during this period when it stabilize, learn the teaching, learn the Dhamma, learn how to meditate. Then only you can cope. Otherwise, you cannot cope. Otherwise, you go back, you will get into trouble again. So now he's recovering, recuperating a lot better now. Then only he told me the secret last night. Actually, the wife was worried for him also. They're supposed to go for a tour. I think South Africa. They're in that state. The fear intensifies. What happens if I go there? I got no doctor, nothing. And I can't even call Brother Theo. I say, you don't worry. With this, you go. I say, you go. You just go to the plane, buy a portable CD, just listen. Then you want to develop more faith, you listen to my sharing. I say, Even the Dropbox also, he doesn't know how to on it. Because he's not an IT guy. He got not much education after form 5 only. So all this is what humanity's problem is. So just now what you reported is good. Because at least now you can calm yourself down. Relax, silent. Relax, silent is aware. So the two of the four steps you already started to develop. Ability to relax is very important. You know what that guy told me when I said, you just relax and forget. He said, cannot. First he said, cannot. The moment I think, that fear intensifies because of the memory. Because I say, you try to suppress. You try to do away with the thought. You are trying not to think. How can you do that? The trying is by the thought. You create more thought energy. You make it more powerful. I say, you don't suppress, don't control, don't try to do anything. Don't even try to stop thinking. The thinking will arise. Let it arise. But because every time through your attachment, your craving, your clinging, your grasping, unknowingly you accumulate until it becomes so habitual. That's why you worry so much. Anything go wrong with the project, that thought keep on haunting him non-stop throughout the day. And I say this accumulate and build up. That's why the doctor's medication cannot work anymore because it has intensified. And when you recover, you didn't want to learn all this and understand all this. Then I told him to ask for forgiveness, repentance, which he is now seriously doing. Then after that, I say you have to determine according to our, what they call, chanting book. Oh, this chanting book very good, no? The revised edition. I have put in the rest, no? It's on page 16 or 18. I better read it to you all. Because that day, Padmasuri came, the sun fly off tonight. That's why she's not here with Brother Tune. They came last night to my house and gave me a dinner with my wife. We had a dinner. Then there were conditions. No? We talked on the career side, the sun and all things. Then before they go, the son want to ask for forgiveness. Then the son say he cannot remember. I said, too long. I said, no need to remember. Take the chanting book out. Wow. Quickly took it out. That's why I remember what he read. So this one, I read to you. This one we have improved on it already. Because early on, no condition for those things. That's the reason why in the Sunday class sharing, the Bodhisattva way, I mentioned many times that the Mahayana also have this teaching on repentance and asking for forgiveness. But there is a difference. There are quite a few differences. What they went in is just the important part of asking for forgiveness and repentance. But they stopped there. Understand? They didn't go beyond that. So what you need to do is, like I always say, there are three things that you need to do. First is to have the right view to understand according to what the Buddha taught, the five daily contemplation. He said, we are all conditioned by our karma, heir to our karma, born of our karma. Then, heir to our karma, and we are what we are because of karma. So whatever that arises, the Buddha said, there are causes and conditions behind. And these causes and conditions behind, you look at the five daily contemplation, the last one, you will know it's due to karma, nothing else. That's why you have to immediately nail this down and with this right view, acknowledge that all this karmic negativity that lead to suffering, misery, and downfall, these are all the cause of suffering. Where you reap what you sow. Whatever they hit you now is due to karmic activity in the past. This is what you have done to people. And this is the fruition of it. You become the victim. So to break this, the first thing you must break is the karmic obstruction. That's why you ask for forgiveness, and we recite as follows, asking for forgiveness, page 18, on top. Whomsoever from the distant past until now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of mind had caused them any karmic negativity, misery, suffering, or misled, I would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness. So they all normally stop here, the Mahayana. What you should do is, you should go beyond that. Like what I shared with you all early on. After you ask for forgiveness, means you recognize that these are all wrong things. Violates the karma, the moral causation, leads to karmic downfall. So you vow from now onward not to repeat all this karmic negativity. Otherwise, you can never, never stop this karmic chain of reaction. And you keep on accumulating because you forget. Once you recover, you forget. Yeah. But to really turn around, you need to determine to have this right view. That's why you make the aspiration to have this understanding life after life. You will never repeat all this. That's why I put here, may my sincere request for forgiveness be accepted by all. And I vow to repent. This part they don't have. We are following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil. Then, do good and purify the mind. That one I didn't edit there, but it's okay. I think you all know. Then I vow to keep my precepts, keep and uphold my precepts, 5 precepts. But this is how you can avoid all evil. Without keeping the precept, you cannot. Then you have to determine to do good and to purify your mind, following the advice of the Buddha. Then I vow to diligently cultivate the 4 right efforts. Cultivate all virtue and train my mind to be heedful so that you can meditate. After you have done this, you will have good parami, good merits, good blessing. Then the third one is, you invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for you to recover from whatever mind state, suffering, misery, disease, or whatever. You can even use it to help your loved one, your friend, and all those things. Then you can even use it for your spiritual progress, with like what the Buddha advised, by the power of whatever merits that you have developed, may arise the causes and conditions for you to always avoid the foolish, the heedless, meet up with the wise and the enlightened ones, so that Nibbana can be realized as soon as possible. Then we extend all this in our Bodhisattva vow and affirmation, you remember? To do that, you must understand what constitutes evil. Who are the heedless? And who are the wise one? If you cannot understand all this, you make those aspirations no use. Because you vow, you aspire to avoid the foolish. But you don't even recognize who are the foolish and the heedless. Then you vow to avoid the meet up with the wise and the enlightened one. You meet up because of your vow, but you cannot recognize them. That's why no use. And sometimes they come in very different form. Like one of the Bodhisattva, Wen Su, he liked to come as a beggar. That's why you don't have this understanding, sensitivity, and the Dhamma. You cannot see. You only look for the outward appearance. You think all the enlightened being, all the saint, they must have a chop on their forehead, wear very nice clothing, very famous, with title and all those things, or wear the robe. Then you can go wrong. We got different great beings, they come in different form. Some like to come in lay form. Even Kuan Yin, Bodhisattva, he like to come in lay form. And you can never really recognize that that is the form and mind of that great being. So many of their manifestation, they come in very simple form and mind. So all this understanding when you have, then you will have the ability to develop the understanding. Then you can progress very well or very fast. Without all this, life can be really miserable. You know? And the person I talk about is already very successful in life, you know. Money is no more an issue. Children also, most of them grown up already. Yeah? Some graduate working already. Yeah? And yet can be in this situation. So I say, now when you go through this, you understand what suffering is. So you tell yourself, which is more important, your life or your money. I say, when it's time to retire, retire. Because you can afford, understand? Then spend more time with your family. Then all your this problem will be gone. I say, your this problem is very simple. Although it hit you very severely because you don't understand. But this is nothing compared to life and death, understand? Like those terminal disease, HIV, heart attack, stroke. Yours is nothing. Worst case scenario is what? Pay for your mistake. Your job got into problem, your contract. So you lose money on it. And money is not an issue to you. So why you worry? It's just like somebody is scared of being dismissed by the company. The worst case scenario is what? You lost your job on it. It's nothing, life and death. What's so bad about that? Understand? So a lot of other suffering within the First Noble Truth reality are a lot more worse and intense. So when they start to understand all this, they suddenly feel a type of calmness. Then they feel better. That's why he called me. He said, I think I need to talk to you. I said, you come. If you need, you come. So he has came and talked to me 3 times. That's how he recovered. So today he was a lot better already. So today, I think, based on yesterday was a very strong and very powerful awakening for him. For the first time, he seriously went to my altar there, pay respect, then asked me, how you all start the puja? Namo Bhansu Sijamono. Then he recited the whole thing, no? Following. Then I saw him now very serious already. That's why when he recover this time, he will learn. He will come. Yeah. Otherwise, like last time, no more problem. Slowly disappear already. Don't attend or not serious already. Then because recovered. But then he didn't know that this thing can build up again, because if it's not rooted out, it's just a temporary measure. Or they call it a temporary solution because it's not a permanent fix. So that talk that I sent out, you remember? At JBA in the year, I don't know what. Yeah, 2013. Via the email and the WhatsApp. Can access. Lost data time, you cannot go in, maybe. Yeah, the website get into problem. Yesterday not recover. Yeah, only today only recover. The website, don't know what happened, according to Brother Lau, is it? For the last 20 plus years, never happened before. That's why I tell you. Because I think some forces is trying to bring it down. You have to understand, hey, it's not a joke. These forces, they actually, these two, the dark and the what they call the virtuous, the pure, these two forces, they are very powerful. But for us, if you echo and flow, don't react and don't try to go and search for the problem and other things, you just let it be. When I say search for a problem, it's not the IT problem. IT website, you have to search, you have to find out. But you don't go and look for all these people who caused the thing. Forget about it. Because when they have this negativity and they try to bring down certain things, yeah, there is this karmic and all things. But if you get involved, you will be like them. Where you try to do something. And all those actions are from the thought process, your views, your opinion. You want to be right. You want to be righteous. You want to stop all this. No point. Nature has its condition. Meant to be, will be. That's how it will happen first. Then what happens? You don't react, don't have any negativity, then you learn from it. Then you improve on it. So that's why now see, no, cannot rely on that one. We have to back out on our own also. So whatever that you receive, the best is what you do, like what I did. But I cannot have the time to do all. Every time I listen to the MP3, I will download to my computer. Yeah. So that when that one got missing from the website, the computer will still have the MP3. And your hard disk storage is very big, you don't worry. You will not get your handphone, your memory full. No such problem. Because when it's saved to the hard disk, it doesn't affect your whatever operating space.
You say just now that we are not supposed to react.
Yeah.
So let's say most of the problem of the fear of the anxiety normally come from external, right?
It's actually not external; it's internal. Because you internally don't understand, you cannot cope. But of course, the situation that give rise to this are all external factor. Understand or not? But this external factor got no power over you if you understand. That's why my teacher Jayantra, he always used this word. You off it? He said, if inside okay, outside no problem. If inside not okay, means you don't have the Dhamma, you don't have the understanding. Are there outside big problem? He said, because you don't understand. That's why inside don't have the Dhamma. Then outside become a problem, an issue, understand? Because of your delusion.
We talk about external. We just say a situation where a student is having extreme fear of
correct.
A lecturer.
Correct.
Or the lecturer is just throwing her papers out.
Correct.
So it's creating, like you say, shaking.
The fear, the panic attack, you know why you're off it. Even in the office, there are certain head of department. Last time I had this waterworks, director of waterworks. Chin Li Sang, I remember his name. That time I was just a fresh engineer. So when I joined the department, you know what they told me or not? All the senior engineer and those TA, technical assistant, all the staff there, they say, Mr. Teo, you be careful. You don't go and see him at the wrong time. You know, when his mood is not right. He not only yell at you and scold you, you know, throw the file at you, you know. And he is not civilized one, not cultured one, because he is from, I think, Chinese ad. His English no good one. But the way he scold you, I tell you, it's terrible. All sorts of words come on. He was sure you, even in a meeting. Well, later on, he got this problem, you know. There was water shortage, you know. And the whole of the Selangor state, he couldn't find the solution to the problem. Everywhere, almost everywhere, got problem, got water problem. Then he cannot locate the problem. So what he did was, he called the whole office engineer, all come down, he don't care. So last time is, the management meeting is for top management. Then we had the one, the operation one, we had separate meeting and all things where we sort out all our operational problem. Then the development project one, they have another section that holds the meeting to actually ensure that all the development projects are on schedule. Then there is a missing link where after development handover, they have to pass the handing over to the operation side to take over to operate. So the handing over part was not coordinated. So there was a mechanical engineer who was 1 year my senior. Then he was there 1 year earlier than me because I joined 1 year later. I was a new graduate. Then he was very close to me, became very good friend after that. And he is a very good mechanical engineer, first class honors guy, but very smart, very, very sharp. In the meeting, he was the only timescale officer, no, the rest of top management. No. When the director general, the pengarah, was telling him all, because all the problem and all the things, he just tell out the pengarah. No. He said, do you know why you got all this problem? Because you don't have a good division to take over all this from the developer. And when you implement your own project and scheme, development project, you have consultant, you have your own in-house, but all these were not coordinated. You know what they hand over to you? Rubbish, he said. The handing over procedure. He said, operational and maintenance manual not there. Then in the contract, all the spare part that you need, they are not specified. And you don't have them. So when there is a problem, when there is a breakdown, the people who can do the repair, the maintenance, they're just routine people, skilled worker, that's it. Then when they see a pump that is so old, they don't know where to start. Then the layout, all they don't have, they just, through their experience, sure breakdown. And breakdown take a long time to actually repair. Like today, the big pipe, just as I told you all, during my time, this thing don't happen. There is a very strong pipe, but I don't know what happened. Yes, very huge. And these are very strong steel pipe. Cannot happen. Then, during that time, because nobody understand the whole thing, there was no proper master plan. So when I was looking at the thing as a French engineer, they asked me to go and check all the, they call elevated steel tank. I tell you, all those steel tanks were so precariously hanging there and so dangerous, it will collapse any time. Because before I went in, three tanks collapsed already. Just collapsed like that. Luckily, nobody was around there. Nothing fatal. And all this tank got its life, it will corrode, it will rust. Then the support system, they call it, all the truss and the stays that hold the panel together. Over time, with that type of chlorinated water, I tell you, the rust and the decay very fast. Then some of them were giving way already. You can see them bulging. But they don't have the money to replace. So what they do? They go and do ad hoc maintenance. And nobody want to climb up and see you. So it is so dangerous. So I was chosen to go. And I really climb out all those structures now as a young graduate first year. But that was interesting and I learned so much. Then I gave my recommendation and did all the changes. Because those that need to be shut down, I straight away recommend. I say, you have to shut it down. You have to redo. Then somehow they will have to look for money because water supply thing, you cannot delay. So they send and divert water temporarily. Then within a short time, we call contract, it has to be done. So we sell the salvage order, what they call, you call what are that steel? No more use radio, scrap. Sell them as scrap. Then we recovered some money. Then after that, we build those new ones. Yeah. But then after that, I left the government department. I also don't know who took over after that. But I think from then onward, they didn't want to have steel tank. All become concrete tank. You see all the mushroom reservoir, all those are concrete tank. you're supposed to build and last for life and everything. So coming back to your question, it's the same because the profile, they create so much fear in you. And this is what karmic is all about. When you do this to people now, in future, when there's condition, future life, you become the victim, you cannot back.
The victim,
yeah.
You say don't react.
Yeah.
But how would the... How
that,
do
that's
react?
Why now I want to explain this part. Don't react doesn't mean don't do anything, understand? No? Like I explained at the retreat, don't react means what? You have to develop the understanding. How did this thing happen? Do you think he made a mistake? It's because the character of that pengarah and the character of the lecturer is like that. You have to develop the understanding to deal with it. Why other students didn't have this? Why only this particular student have this? In the past, they did these two people. There were conditions for it to arise. So when it happened, means what? We choose to accept everything as natural. And as natural means what? Condition from the past like that, things will be like that. That's why the Buddha say, right view to accept the reality of the moment. They understand. All this come about through what? Karma. Nothing else. You are born of your karma. Heir to your karma. Condition is supported by your karma. And you are what you are every moment, every instant because of your karma. So what is behind? It's definitely karma. Wait. It's the same as what I taught you last time. When you have this understanding, what must you do? Then you don't get angry anymore. Yeah? No more fearful. Yeah? This is what I have done to people. Fair or not? Now, condition come back. People did back to me. So I have to accept this reality. I have to ask for forgiveness. And I don't want to hate this guy anymore. And I don't have to fear him anymore. Well, I understand. This is nature's law. If I repent and don't do this, in future, I will not become victim. I will not go through all this. So this is the first step to remove fear. Then after that, what must you do? You vow not to scold people and input fear to people. Because you know these are wrong. That you have the Dhamma, you vow to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil. Then do all the goodness, the wholesomeness. Then after that, purify your mind to develop wisdom. Then what happens is, as you cultivate all this, like you attend the class and all those things, all the 10 meritorious act merits, you do. When you come, you pay respect. It's a meritorious action. Then you chant the salutation to the Buddha. It's a meritorious action. Then you rejoice, sadhu, sadhu. It's a meritorious action. Then you renew your precepts. It's a meritorious action. Then you listen to the Dhamma sharing. Meritorious action. You straighten your views. It's a meritorious action. Then you meditate. It's a meritorious action. Then after the class, we share merit. Transfer merit. Also meritorious action. Then like Sui An and many of the committee members, you help out in various type of service that you provide towards the Buddhist community or our Kayanamitas. Or you also, like through your donation to Kayanamita Fund, you make offering, dana. It's also a meritorious action. Then when you radiate metta, when you help people, all these are very meritorious action and full of merits and blessing. So these are your spiritual wealth that you can invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for you to recover from all this fear, panic, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, or whatever coming negative. You do this three, you will recover. Then you have to understand who fear, what fear, why should I fear him? Worst case scenario is what? He sack you, understand? Or you fail the exam, Asana. No. Fail exam, not only money. Fail exam means what? If the lecturer want to fail you, what can you do? But if you have fear, you don't prepare, you sure fail, Asana. But if you don't have fear, You ask Sui An, you ask me. We also got a lot of crazy lecturers in our university. But I got no problem. They also have got no problem, understand? Why? Because they are just the way they are. Understand? Their behavior is like that. There was one or two lecturers, I remember, in my silver class. Then first year, second year, I think some are from material science and theory of machine, the Uncle Low, that New Zealander below. The way he marked his paper, you hear from the senior, you panic on. He first look at your answer. Answer wrong, zero. Answer right, he look at your assumption and your procedure. Any step wrong, zero. He's either zero or full mark on. So how to pass? If you are careless, make a mistake. If your answer is wrong, he's not interested in the rest of the thing. No. He just give you zero. This type of lecturer. But he come, he don't teach. You know what he did? First 5 or 10 minutes, he will just rub the our blackboard. That side chalk on. He take his time. Then after that, he let you all talk. Then suddenly he start. He say a few things. Then after that, he talk about sport car. How many cylinder, all those things. From clang, the car just came. I also don't understand because mechanical thing. Then last 10, 15 minutes, he start to write something on the table, on the whiteboard, the blackboard. And you cannot understand what he write also. But what he teach is actually very simple. Theory of machine, very easy one. Actually, very easy, easier than Form 5. But if you don't understand, because of the fear, that's how a lot of people fail his paper. But he also quite kind, I was told, when you refer, he pass you. Then there's another survey lecturer. He's a Swedish, you know. Swedish. His English already difficult enough to understand. Then in the third year, the government policy, he said, must teach in Bahasa Malaysia. I tell you, a Swedish teaching survey, engineering survey, third year in Bahasa Malaysia. I tell you, the whole class really give up. He himself laughed. As he teach, he laughed. His pronunciation completely out. Then he teaches spherical coordinate and all those things. Then azimuth and all those things. Like now you call it GPS. How to locate your position. Last time we don't have one. We have to actually use the theodolite. To shine at the star one, to calculate the azimuth and all those things. I tell you. Then the way he teach, after that, towards the second term, I think, he knew already. He said, I think there's a solution for you. I said, the textbook are in English. He said, you go and go back and read yourself. And the whole textbook was so thick. And what he teach, actually the textbook don't have much thick. But he got one special exercise book, Practical Surveyor. Well, that one was the gem. That one, a lot of good things was inside there. Luckily, we heard from the senior, we studied that one. That's why we all did quite well also. And I like survey, because I'm very good at survey. Last time, the old instrument, theodolite, no EDM. EDM is electronic distance measure. So they known in the theodolite with the stuff and for you to measure. Now the new theodolite, later on when I graduate, it seems they call EDM. You just shine there, straight away the computer will work out the distance for you already. No need all this thing. So that's why during our time, first year we still use slide rule. So slide rule, slide until they say the slide rule also catch fire. Because we got so much calculation to do. So a lot of things we learn from the hard way. But no problem, because you don't have that karmic thing. But those who have the karmic thing, they will face all this intense fear. That's why when you understand, you accept the reality, at peace with it. Like I say, don't react, miss. Don't go and create your own fear. That's not project your thought. It's just a thought. Your fear is because of your negative perception of this lecturer or this pengarah. Then when you are fearful, what can you do? You cannot act, understand? In this state of fear, you will not do your work properly. That's why I told a few of these people who got this intense fear, they came to me. I said, if you are in that state of fear, whatever work you do, not only your boss will throw back to you, I will also return to you and ask you to redo. Because you are in that state of fear and panic, how can you deliver a good thing? So I said, you have to calm yourself down. Develop the understanding that you are here to deliver all these things. So you try your best. That's it. Nobody can do anything to you as long as you are sincere and you have tried your best. Then things will work out. Then you know what happened after that. That lady is real life. This lady, he was an IT computer graduate. He got pressure because of the deadline. Understand not? Then every time he panicked, he cannot deliver. Then he decide not to work at all. But then not enough money. And you know what he tell people? He say, I want to go full-time meditation. Because he was the Vipassana type one last time. So he throughout the year take leave one. Then 1 year work 4 months only, or 5 months. Maximum 6 months. Then when I told her that meditation, the real one, demands full commitment. It's a full-time job. She go and interpret my word as well. No? She must retire, not work. Oh, luckily she came and told me and discussed with me. She said, Brother, if it's full-time job, means I must retire, then I cannot survive. Well, my EPF cannot last me very long. Well, that time she was only 40 years old. I said, no, who told you full-time job means must retire? Full-time job means you meditate throughout the day, understand? Throughout your waking hours, whenever you are awake, you develop mindfulness and awareness. That is the meaning. Then after that, she said, must I retire? At first, I didn't know her problem. No. I said, if you're already enlightened, then you can retire, no problem. If not yet, better go back and work. You know what she told me? Like that, I must go and apply for a job again. No. I said, apply. He said, okay, apply. You know that fear behind was so intense. Even when she applied for a job, she also got that fear. No. You know what happened? She scared she get the interview. And when she got the interview, she called me up again. No, relative will say, what am I going to do? Tomorrow is my interview. I say, ayo, everybody who applied for a job, got interview, will be happy, isn't it? Why are you like that? No, you know what she said? I'm very scared of seeing all these bosses, isn't it? They are very fierce ones. And I had met so many. I say, it's because you're coming. Last time when you boss around and whack people. I don't know. So now, accept this reality and tell yourself, if I repent, willing to change over, I will not meet up with these people anymore. So I say, go for the interview. Then she went for the interview. After the interview, came back, so happy, you know. Call me out. Well, thank you so much. Wow, really, ask for forgiveness, effective. I say, this one not the fierce one. This one talked to me very nicely. Actually, that company needs somebody like her immediately. So straight away, give her the appointment on the job. Then she gave about 2 weeks notice to prepare herself and come and join. Well, the boss said, why not you join me? He said, no. He said, I have to arrange certain things. She actually from Johor. She had to arrange for the accommodation or something. Then after that, about 1 or 2 days before she started, call me again. No, brother, I really have that fear. Is it? Because every time I go to work, people will backstab me, do a lot of things to me in the meeting, accuse me of all this, and I get into trouble, and I got that love letter to resign. You know? Those memories were so strong. I say, please, remember, people offer you a job. Your duty is what? to sincerely play a role in the sadhana. Because they hire you and pay you a salary for a job scope. You try your best, that's it. Nobody can do anything to you. And calm yourself down and sincerely do it. Then you will do it well. Then finally she went for the job. And because of the advice, I say you don't try to argue with people. You are new. You develop Noble Eightfold Path. The first day you go in, people, the HR will take you around and introduce you to all the management people, your colleague and all those things. Then develop the Noble Eightfold Path. Have right speech, right action, right thought and all those things. Smile. Have love. Then sincerely shake hands. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you. Then when they mention their name, you try to remember. Oh, you repeat, then you will recall. Otherwise you heedless. The next moment after they finish, you forgot everyone. Maybe only your boss name. Then you will have problem. Then when you go into the office, be cheerful. Greet people. Good morning. How are you today? I'm new. Then as colleague, you can say, I really need to learn a lot of new things from you. The company culture, the company procedure, and all those things. I look forward to your kind assistance. Then lunchtime, look around and see somebody who can maybe take you along. Where do you all go for lunch normally? You develop this type of rapport. Then she realized that last time, she never bothered about all this one. She very selfish. She do everything herself. She want to keep to herself. That's how she get into all those problems and cannot survive. Then because of the warmness that she received, she felt good. Then she starts to do the work. Then she realized with that calm mind, that fear disappear, she can do it so well now. Then after 2 weeks, she called me. Said, Brother, thank you so much. I got no more problem with it. He said, now I finish ahead of time. That's why I said, you got time to call me. He said, yeah. Now I deliver ahead of time. Then later on, went to meeting. Everything went on well. Then towards the 9 months or what, I think there was a mistake somewhere. Then one of the colleagues tried to blame her. Again, she called me. I say, please, don't panic and don't become negative. Don't get angry at that fellow and don't try to retaliate and argue. Forget about it. Focus on what? Resolving issue. Understand? Solving problem. So this thing arise, happen already. So in the meeting, bring it out. I understand that this is what happened. Then as a company, we study organization theory. Organization theory means what? Everybody works towards organization objective. Yeah, this is our company's problem. It's no more my department's problem or your department's problem. You end up arguing. So what you must do? You hold a meeting to solve problem. Who can help resolve this? Attend to this. That's how everything gets sorted out. Then no more argument. And she became so happy. And this is why Dhamma can actually bring forth the understanding to transform people. When he understands the lecturer is the way he is, when he has the understanding, he no longer projects the fear. Understand? Then you tell him, you got two choices. React to it, become fearful and miserable, like what you are going through now. Is that what you want? Your life. If that is not what you want, then better wake up. Understand? And develop this understanding. He is just the way he is. I don't want to argue with him. I want to be at peace so that I can have clarity of mind, so that I can make proper decision, so that I can study better, so that I can approach that situation better, so that I can have a higher chance of passing the exam. And you as a counselor, your duty is to advise him to look up for senior people who has gone through the exam and understand the lecturer's behavior and the type of question that he said. So go for passive question and all those things, so that he build up his confidence. These people need guidance, and teach them how to study. Ask them, how do you study? Do you have a structure or a plan to work on to prepare for exam and your study and all those things? Because I plan from the beginning of the semester. When I go in, I know. First semester, I know I can relax. No, that's why I play badminton. I go and do more. But I just go attend lecture, copy down the notes. Because all these notes, not clear one, I know. Then I have to stabilize it. I have to go and do research in the library. You know, then look at the tutorial question. Then check with classmates who are very good, who has already done. Then see, then learn from them. Improve on them. Then talk to the senior, approach them. So with all this, to pass exam in the uni is very easy. But these are the things that the students are not told. That's why some of these students will have severe problems, especially those who came from the smaller town where the teachers and them are very close. Sometimes their parents are teachers. That is the worst. Because our exam system, Form 5, Form 6, they all based on syllabus and pass your question. So they can spot question and all those things. But the moment you go to uni, there is no such thing. The lecturer can set question from any direction. And the syllabus also, if you don't ask, you cannot get. Yeah, they are very clever in theory, correct.
The issue now are clinics, no?
Yeah.
When they are
clinical patient, study, I know.
Under the practical,
yeah.
Talking the yeah. Body language.
Yeah.
This is where they facing a lot of issue lah.
No, as a professional graduate, you also study ethics. Then for doctors, they also study psychiatry. Even teachers also, they supposed to study psychiatry and all those things. So psychology is a part of the course. So these are all there. But to have good experienced teacher who know how to apply all this is very important. Understand? That's why like Dhamma. If you can understand all this yourself, then you can teach people to free. If you yourself are caught in the same problem and you cannot come out, how can you advise people and teach? That's why for your job, you can play a very good role. Because what you can do is, like what I went through in my third year and final year, I went to the counseling. I attended the counseling course. Because, especially final year, towards the end of third year and final year. But third year, we got 2 terms. After that, we go for training. So before we went for training, I went to the counseling department. There is this Dr. Tan, I think Tan Tuen Hyuk, I don't know what. He's very good. So I went with a group of classmates, then we talked. Then he said, yeah, you join our class. He said, there's about 40 over class. So he teaches 3-4 things very important. One. First is like a meeting like that. So we set ourselves in a very big conference room with all the chairs put around. Then he gave us each 2 sheets of paper about a story of a victim that get into problem and all those things. Then he asked a very simple question. Each and every one must participate. You speak out. You come out and speak out. Who you think among all those people that is described in that story play the best role? And who you want to give credit to or negative comment on? You have to state your point and share in front of everybody. So you learn how to communicate, how to speak out in a group session. So initially it's not easy. You tend to have fear. So you learn. Then as you see people start, of course the first few will have fear and all. Then suddenly one of them after a while, he will be able to express. And there are some students who can express quite well, where their English are quite good. And for me, my English is no good. But I learn how to express myself. I learn very fast. I learn from what people do. So I observe. So I was the last to answer. And the character I chose was very unique. And this counselor liked me. I say I chose the lady that gets into problem. She is the victim of circumstances. No, I use this word. Oh, everybody look at me. Because nobody liked to choose her as the character. And I thought, because that lady was abused and a lot of things happened to her. And there is nothing good to talk about her. Because of what she went through. So everybody talk about those people helping her, try to give her advice and all. But these are characters that are easy to talk. But when I mention that she is a victim of circumstances, and we should give her the understanding that such people, if they have the understanding, they can still return to society beautifully. Because they are real heroes. Because they get into all this because they are victim of circumstances created it, and she became what she is. So because of that, I turned it around. Then from there, I learned. Then they also teach us how to attend interview. You have to prepare yourself. You have to understand the company. Last time, we got no internet, Google, and all those things. Now you can have everything about the directors, CV and all things, and the company, what they do. Last time, you got to go and look for their handbook, the company report and all those things. So this is what we do during our time. So your time, you can advise. You have to go out of the scope of your textbook or what they teach you in the university or in the course of your coursework. These are the things that we really face when we go out into the private sector or into our career years. When you start work, a lot of things that happen is not taught in the uni. Well, I use less than 10% of what the uni teach me. The rest of the thing I have to apply and develop my own. The only paper that I use 100% is management paper. Engineering one, I only use less than 10%. Management paper was very good. And that was the one that prepared me to understand many, many things. So these are the things that you can help the student. Yeah, sadhu. I rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So to apply the Dhamma is not what you think. It's not so rigid and so straightforward. You tell them all the theory, no use. This is the fundamental truth. This is suffering. This is the cause of suffering. This is the end of... I tell you, that guy will just walk away. Because he already cannot panic attack. So much fear. So you can't even feel him. You can't even understand him. So how are you going to give him the confidence to listen to you? But very strange. All these people, they come to me. They become peaceful and calm very fast. Oh. And all these people, most of them, when they come, I don't know them. There are a few 20 over years of depression and all those things. One of them was one of our Kayanamita's sister. Came, and that was many years back. After that 2 hours of sharing and chatting, she, for the first time in her life, she has this radiant smile, joy. And she shared with us. And the sister also knew. Said, this sister never smiled for very long already. And she thanked me. She said, last time you cannot do a lot of all these things. Then I explained, I have to bring out the experience of past victim or those who have depression. So when I relate all those things, she can understand. Because she also went through all those things. Then I told her how they turn around, how they recall, and they were able to do all those things. She has so much joy. It's like never before people share all this with me. He never knew that there were so many people worse than her. And yet they can turn around and come out. And what I share is very simple. The word actually is common sense. Understand? When you understand, it's really common sense. What I share with you, you think very difficult to understand. Or very esoteric, or what they call very difficult, topic to comprehend. No, these are all common sense, understand? Very practical. And everybody can do it. And the most important thing is just turn the problem back to them. You got two choices in life. If you do what you are doing now, you know what is the end result. You are in intense fear, misery, suffering. There is one choice. React and become like that and miserable. The other way is understand. Calm yourself down. Do the thing that is tangible that can help you to recover. Then can let you gain back your life and bring about wholesomeness, meaning to life, and can turn you around. Which do you choose? He will definitely choose the second one. But initially he will argue with you. He or she will argue. But the thought keep on coming. They always tell me that. But every time I try to relax, I cannot relax. I try to sleep, I cannot sleep. They will tell you all these things. It's like a tape recorder inside. Then later on they say, but that guy did all these things to me. Then your student will tell you, that professor is so fierce, so violent. How can I accept him? I dare not even look at him. I dare not even face him. How are you going to talk to them? They have such intense fear. You can still talk to them. You have to give them example. There are people worse than you. They turn around. But if you are new, you got no example, then you cannot lie. And so, then you can say, don't worry. If you trust me, I bring you to see somebody who can help you. And then you come, you listen, like Sui An, he listened to a few kids, then he become very good. He's helping a lot of people. Because the same few things. And it's just learning how to apply to different cases, approach it slightly differently. You have to use your understanding to suit the case, where everyone is different. But you must have love, must have kindness. Give them confidence. Don't worry. Calm yourself down. Everything will be okay. With your case is nothing. Not even life and death. Understand? Worst case scenario is what? Fail exam. Come type out the word. Of course. That's why we got exam fear and keep on having dream last time was because we also poor. Understand? Because I also told you last time when I went to MU, actually not to say that I cannot study. I know I will pass. I will do well and all those things. But the thing is, you cannot afford to fail. Understand? Because once you repeat, your parents cannot afford because we got 9 brothers and sisters. And I got this scholarship that I can come, the Kedah State loan. And if I fail, they withdraw the loan. That fear is a projection, not real. But yet, it went in. Because at that time, I really don't have the real Dhamma yet. That's why for the first few years, I still have that type of dreams. Then later on, no more. After 1989 until now, no more. Completely rooted out. So all this, my nature understand because through my clarity of mind, through my understanding of the Dhamma, that understanding unfold. And I came to understand how all this affect the living being. Because when you understand yourself, you understand others. Just like that day I saw one show. It was a movie, very good. And this movie is a very simple movie, but you catch it, it's very beautiful. Well, this lady, he was trying to console somebody, another guy, is a male, having problems and all those things. She said this word, you listen. He said, we must have love. If we have love, to love ourselves, then only we can love others. You understand? Otherwise, you want to help people. You don't have the skill, you cannot help. Understand? You don't have love, you cannot even love yourself. How can you love others? That's why first you must have love. You must have understanding, wisdom. You must have kindness, goodness, gentleness, pleasantness, sincerity, faith, confidence, contentment. Then we must be sensitive, appreciative of life. Then only we have the tools and means to help people. If we ourselves are caught, we cannot free. How can we help people to free? That's why to be a real bodhisattva, you have to perfect those four basic vows, and they help you. They take you along. It's not the other way around. Like a lot of people don't understand precept. They think precept is a burden. Why have to take all this precept, especially is a drinking, intoxicant. Then they use the word what? When you take wine during occasion, is what? There's an English word. For what? Casual. There's another better word. It's because like you on your, what they call, Valentine's Day. You with your loved one or your spouse. They call it what type of drinker. to actually bring about the atmosphere and all those things. Then they try to be smart. No, they tell you, meet the path, what the Buddha say. Drink a little bit, what, not too much. They come up with all this to justify. So what you need to understand is there are things that you can do and there are things that you cannot do. So if you touch alcohol, not to say you cannot touch a bit, sometimes for health reasons, those who are in pregnancy, they can take yang ming qiu, no problem. But after that, you rest, you're silent, because your consciousness will be affected. If you are mindful, you will know. Then if you take too much of this, it will dull your consciousness. It will create dullness to your consciousness, because the brain is affected by alcohol and all those things. So all this, you have to keep a clear distance. That's why if due to certain condition, you need to take a little bit, it's okay. And that's why I never stop my kayamita from taking wine, beer, and all those things. Even you want to drink hard liquor, you go ahead. It's your life, nothing to do with me. But if you are serious about your precepts, but don't be rigid, understand? That's why you don't tell them, thou shall not, understand how? It's no such thing. I undertake the training rule to abstain, understand how? The Buddha also knew, abstain. You try your best, mental intention-wise. That's why you have to develop all this understanding. And you yourself must have that understanding. Then only you can be of help to people. Then only you can do your work to liberate living beings. That's why you have to cultivate the second basic vow. I vow to endure and severe all suffering and vexation. If I myself cannot severe and endure all suffering, how can I help people to come out of it? You understand? You understand? If I myself still subject to fear, worry, anxiety, can be afflicted by sorrow, then I am really not capable of helping people.
Really,
can 100%. Of course, to you, it's like that. But this one is not in control. You don't have to control.
None at all.
When you understand, you are free, completely free. When you don't understand, when the thought project, the fear come. Understand not? Everything is not what you think. Even you are not what you are. That's why you are trying to understand that sentence.
I'm not what I am.
Then who are you? What are you? Well, you are looking at the form and mind. You think this is you. And the Buddha already say your problem is when you attach and cling to this fiery form and mind, or form and mind, you suffer. That's why it is not you. Understand? You still don't get the point. The Buddha said it is not you. But the form and mind is not you. Not very deep. Yeah, this one is karmically conditioned out. This one is impermanent. Lead to suffering. Empty. Non-self. You didn't understand the true words of the Buddha. This is not you. He never say you are not here. Huh? The true nature inside is not a being. Understand or not? That one cannot come out. Cannot talk. No word. Nothing. Where? That is your true nature. Your true mind. And you are capable of enlightenment. Becoming the Buddha. That is the true nature. Also not you. But that is your true nature. Where the summation of everything that you have developed spiritually become your spiritual nature. Likewise, the summation of all the good and bad that you do become your karmic nature. You understand? That's what karma is. You have a karmic nature. Everyone have a karmic nature. Sure, you cannot change. That's why you have to ask for repentance, forgiveness. Because the past already gone, you cannot change. But you can ask for forgiveness, isn't it? So when you ask for forgiveness from your enemy, what your enemy do? Your enemy will tell you what? Oh, okay, Kehun, not your mistake. Also my mistake, understand? Then it get resolved, understand? But if you keep to your heart and get angry inside, and he keep to his heart and he get angry inside, what happens? Anger and anger will become more intense, understand? Then you never get resolved, understand? But when you are willing to admit your mistake, tone down and sincerely ask for forgiveness, you touch the heart of the opposite, understand? Then he is willing to forgive you. Then he will even tell you, yeah, actually that time partly my fault too, not your fault. Then they were not ideal. You can try it out. It will happen.
Actually, these days, they don't fight openly. Oppressive.
Suppress, not oppressive. Yeah. Suppress. Yeah. You suppress your feeling because inside is boiling. It's not damn complicated.
They are fighting, but yet they are smiling and
yeah, no, Kehun. I tell you a secret. No, no, no. It is very easy to understand them. Yes, they are new generation of kids, understand? Their civilization is different. That's why they talk about generation gap, understand? Where you feel to understand them. You have to understand them. Understand them means what? Let them tell you what they go through. And they will really be very happy to tell you when you can approach them in a way where they are willing to share with you, when they trust you. Because I've spoken to a lot of these depressed people before, problem people. At first they refused. Got one kid came, form 4, he was playing with a handphone. The mother forced him to come. Our Kayamita. Then I had to be the chow lang, then I have to talk to the parent first, pretend like he don't exist. Then I like start off a conversation. I told the parent, I said, you remember when you came to see me, you tell me so much problem that you have is mainly because of your son. So I purposely point to him. He's still playing a handphone, but I know he's listening, although not attentively. Then I say, do you remember what I told you? I cannot only listen to you as parent. Yeah, this is your version of the story. To be fair to your son, I have to listen direct from him. Then I say, always remember what I told you. As parent, you only advise. Yeah, his life, you let him decide what he want to do. Oh, after he hear this, he stop his handphone. Then he listen. Then he looked at the mother. See, I told you. Brother Teo also say that. He said, my life let me decide. Then only he start to listen. Then only I asked him what actually happened. And then he told me the story. How the parents worry about her so much. Because she joined the gangster and all those things. And in the school, the bully. Then she told me, he start to relate. He said, Ratio, if I don't join them, I become like all those other students. Kena left and right. Bully here and there, export money, everything. At least I join them, I don't become the victim, you see. Oh, I can walk alongside with them and I don't feel fearful like them. Oh, then I say, now I know. Luckily, I hear from you. I say, then I told the parent, you never tell me this, is it? So this is the reality. So what must we do? Very simple. When we understand the truth, then what we should do is we should have a clear mind, not to react, not to scold, and not to ground him and tell all those funny things until he also don't like you. Understand? It's a family matter. You love your child. You do the best you can for that child. Understand? So how can we resolve this amicably so that he can attend school and yet he don't have to subject to all this problem and fear? Then I say there are a few options. You only have to reflect on it, contemplate on it. I say first thing first, if you know that school is like that and the ministry and the headmaster and all those in charge can't do anything to it because it has been there for many years according to the son. And these people have contact with the gangster outside. So I say there are two choices. I say first, you have to understand that this is a real problem, serious problem, and we have to resolve it amicably. So you have to talk to your child, your son. What is it that he wants? Whether he can give you any idea or not. If he can't, then the second option is you give him the idea. Means you advise him for your sake. What I'm going to do is, as parent, I'm going to apply to the ministry for you to transfer out from the school. But it must be far away so that they cannot locate him. Understand? Otherwise, no point. Understand? Then completely start again, new life. Then I told the son, if I were you, I will make that choice because I will start all over again. And Form 4 to Form 5 is only 1 over years. I say your career, that 1.5 years, if you just have to put in some form of effort, your future will already be guaranteed. Because your parent has the money to send you overseas for a good education. And I say, when you go to university or college, it's very easy to pass. Hardly anybody fail. Then I say, you don't have to do good. You only study sincerely to pass exam. No need to score also. And nowadays it's very easy. To go into private college or university, the minimum requirement is very low. As long as you go in, you get a good course or a basic degree, there is a stepping stone because your parent has the connection and all those things. And your future is secure. If you join the gangster, at first he was thinking of join the gangster and follow the gangster in one signal. I said, do you know, maybe the next 2-3 years after you drop out, after Form 5 join them, you may get some money. But after that, if you make a mistake, get yourself into problem, lock up, and all those things, your whole future is gone. Is that what you want? Then that time, not only you miserable, your parents also miserable, crying for you and having to do all those things for you. So why not you opt for this second option and study? No need to study hard, I say. Try your best. Pass the exam, get into a college, then twinning, they send you overseas, your future, you come back, you are beautiful. Oh, the son, after that, really do that, no? He was so happy, you know. Then 2 years later, when he graduated, he came to my talk at SGBA. Then after the talk, the whole family came, come and thank me. And I saw that boy, he smiled and he paid respect to me, you know. Last time, they asked him to come to temple, also he don't want. That guy pay respect and thank me for the advice. You know. This is how you can turn people around. The youngster, they don't bother about you, but you push the problem back to them and let them go through the understanding. They will know how to make the choice. Living beings are not that deluded and stupid. They are deluded because nobody tell them the possibility of a better life. So what you need is to listen to them, understand them, then have this understanding, which I have shared in many angle, many approaches, you will learn all this, like how Suyan learn. Then you will have to try out on one or two students. Initially may not be very successful, but don't worry. It will become beautiful. Because you have a big role, and I really, really look forward to you to have that ability to do all this. Because you can help many people. Okay, we better end. Sadhu. So these are very practical and beautiful solution offered by the teaching, the Dhamma, the Buddha Dhamma. Oh, sorry, taken extra 7 minutes. Okay, we will do the sharing of merits, the closing puja. We start off by sharing all these merits that we have accrued over the past 2 hours or so, by sharing them with the devas. Aka satta ce bumata naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana itta wata camehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. It means punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Keep it respect mindfully to Lord Buddha and all the worthy ones.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.